You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Eagles.
We're going to stick with the NBA here on Drive Time Sports. Last segment, exit interview for Dennis Lindsay and Quinn Snyder. I always feel like the coach and the general manager, those are the best kinds of exit interviews. Typically, it's a lot of huff and fluff from the players. I do want to move on and talk about teams that are still playing. Tonight, the Boston Celtics will have an opportunity to close out the Philadelphia 76ers at home. Start time for that game is at 6 p.m., and that is the final semifinal matchup that we have in each individual conference. Joining us right now to talk a bit about that, but more importantly, what's next in the Western Conference, we have a great friend of mine, Jameson Welsh of BelieveTheHypeNBA.com. Jameson, good to hear from you. Thank you.
Oh, not a problem. Thanks for having me as always. It's greatly appreciated. Season's winding down. These playoffs are going too fast. These series are way too quick. We have 4-5-5 and possibly another 5 tonight. Like, it's not what we envisioned, and it's not going to be good for the basketball-related income total like it was last year.
Yeah, you know, mentioning tonight's potential clincher in Game 5 for the Celtics, I was on Steve Bordstein, a mutual friend of our show today, and he asked me about Donovan Mitchell, and I said, you know what, I get it. People in Utah are excited about Donovan Mitchell. Trust me, I am too. It's great to have a guy of this caliber here in the state of Utah, but in all the mix of Mitchell and Simmons, Tatum has been amazing in these playoffs. I mean, he really has. Amazing, I think, is a fair word. When you take a look at it historically, he is having one of the best rookie playoff runs for a Boston Celtics rookie, and we're talking about one of the most storied franchises, not only in the NBA, but in professional sports, Jameson. This guy is getting overlooked because of all the Mitchell and the Simmons back and forth. Tatum's been quiet, but he has the Celtics one win away from the conference finals. And yes, I'll say Tatum has the Celtics one win away because without him, they are not in this situation.
He has a very smooth offensive game. He's a guy that he's not over. He's not a really braggadocious kind of guy. Kind of just goes about his business, even though he's been a well-known kid for probably the last 5 or so years, but he doesn't have that same stigma on him that Ben Simmons has. He doesn't have that same ego. He may be that same guy in private, but from what we see, he's just a regular guy that goes about his business. So you got to appreciate what he brings to the table, and he does a solid job. You know, he knows where he wants to get to get to a spot. He's a very athletic guy for his size, and he's a really good guy. Plus, that system, Brad Stevens, you play for Brad Stevens, you're going to be playing towards your strengths, and more often than not. So he's always in a good position as well. Jason Tatum is his future, his stock. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are going to have to make the Celtics make a decision on Gordon Hayward sooner than later.
I agree with that. I agree 100% with that. Before we move on from this series, Boston closes out tonight.
Oh, yeah, I think they close out tonight. They have the better coach. They have the more mature team. They don't have the more talented team, but their team is more mature. They have guys that know how to do a job, know how to do a role, don't really get caught up in the emotions of things. When it comes to simple basketball, they have more guys that play that kind of brand of basketball. Now, Philly is talented, and Philly, I believe, is still favorite in this matchup, which is still mind-boggling. I think the line just changed about an hour ago. But with that being said, I'm still going with the Boston Celtics. They're at home. I like how they've been playing at home this postseason. They've been able to find a way to pull out wins. And also, let's give it, gotta give a credit where credit's due. A guy like Terry Rozier has been amazing in these playoffs for the situation he's been thrown into. For a guy that's looked at as a reserve, he's played and produced like an above average starter. You gotta give him a lot of credit.
Yeah, no doubt. Rozier is another guy that I think, if you were picking the Celtics to make a deep playoff run, you were doing that because you had faith in Terry Rozier. And, going back to it, when we were picking playoff matchups, Travis liked Milwaukee in 7. I like Boston to take care of that series because of the fact that Rozier was a guy that filled in a role in which Boston could easily have 3 players score 20 points. That's pretty dynamic once we get to the postseason. I'm going to pay attention to a team like that. So I think that Boston, we talk about Tatum as well, but Terry Rozier has kind of been the catalyst for that.
Well, here's the thing. Terry Rozier, he's a guy that does it on both ends. He competes on defense, and on offense, he runs the offense, and they're still able to score. Those are key things. When you look for guys that are point guards, in this era, a lot of guys are scoring guards. A lot of guys like to get buckets. nothing wrong getting buckets. I actually like seeing guys get buckets. However, being able to not really drop off when your backup comes in and actually kind of maintain the same level of play is a very good characteristic to have. So watching Terry Rozier doing what he's been doing has been pretty interesting, going, you know, to see what, you know, they're able to accomplish. I want to see they closing out the toughest thing. We know Philly has been in every game they've lost. They, you know, game three, they threw away, they should have won. Game two, they were up 22. Game one, they were right there. They found ways to lose. It's going to be a tough put away, a very tough put away for Boston. I do think they find a way to get it done, though.
Again, we're being joined right now by Jamison Welsh of BelieveTheHypeNBA.com. Jamison, let's talk about the Western Conference Finals. This is the matchup that everyone anticipated because it is the two best teams, I think, in the league when we talk about Houston and Golden State. But, and again, at the beginning of the year, I said that Golden State was going to win an NBA championship. Nobody could convince me otherwise, barring some sort of massive mega trade, multiple mega trades at the deadline. They had the most talented team going into the year. They have the most talented team right now, and they haven't even been healthy. I say they're the two best teams in the league, yet I believe that Golden State is still so much better than Houston that this series is over in five.
Yeah, I mean, you can make a case that it can be over sooner than that. I really think there's levels when you think about this matchup. You know, Chris Paul and James Harden are very good players, very good in the backcourt. And on most nights, they overwhelm the opponent. Well, in this matchup, they might get overwhelmed. It's a situation where they have guys that, you know, they're very good at what they do. Chris Paul closed up the Jazz last night, so we saw what they were about. However, man, this is a different matchup. You got Klay and Steph. And then, you know, Klay and Steph, they're good in their own right, but it's not that they're good. They're hard to defend because they're constantly moving. And that's the thing. When you got James Harden, who's not known for his defense, and it's not just defense in terms of locking up a guy. Defense can be simple as, you know, just, you know, sticking with a guy. You know, basically just making sure that your guy is with you and not losing track of him. And those are things they struggle with. So if you're telling me saying, hey, when it comes down to this matchup here, we have, you know, Klay and Steph who are, pretty, you know, really good at what they do. And you have Harden and Paul. I'm going to take the Golden State guys. And plus, Golden State has more guys to throw at Harden. Like, that's the guy they can throw at. And we've seen Chris Paul have to deal with elite defenders that have length on him. He doesn't do so well. So we'll see. It's going to be a fun series. I think it can potentially be a good series. But I agree with you. I think we're looking at Warriors in five, maybe six, because we were also having the other series, but we like to, you know, the NBA likes to see other games and whatnot. That being said, Houston better get at least one game in Houston. Like, they can't go to Oakland down. If they go down to Oakland 0-2, they might as well pack their bags, and after game four, they can go to anywhere in the world, because SFO Airport, you get to anywhere in the world from there.
No, I'm with you. And I think one of the overlooked aspects of Golden State, yeah, they're flashy offensively. They can put up a lot of points. They have Steph. They have Klay. They have KD. They have a powerful bench. They have Iggy. But look, this team plays good defense. And they have a top three defender in the league on their team that can guard any position on the court. Okay, so when we talk about the offensive matchups and how each game could end up being 125-120, that's not going to happen because Golden State doesn't allow that to happen. This is an historically great basketball team that's good on both ends of the floor. And I think defensively, they don't get the due that they really deserve.
They definitely don't, because like you mentioned, everyone's looking at the flashy side, the threes and the points and the whatnot. But how you win basketball games, how it's always been, is, can you defend? Can you stop your opponent from scoring? And for the most part, Golden State's been able to do that. Like, they've had a lot of success in doing that over the last 4 years, except for a stretch where Steph got hurt and the rotation got out of whack a couple years ago. They've been very, very good at defending their guys and making sure that they keep the opponent underneath their average. And I think that's always key. When you talk about the NBA, is making sure the team you're going against doesn't get their average. And the Golden State Warriors do a good job of that. Their most impressive feat for me when it comes to the Warriors is their defense is just as good, if not better, than their offense.
That is.
And that's what makes it special. And they have three guys that are elite defenders and a fourth guy that he may not be elite anymore, but he once was an elite defender. So you got Draymond Green's probably the best defender, one of the best in the league. Kevin Durant now is a you know, he's a top flight defender, probably a top 10 defensive guy in the league. You have Klay Thompson, who's one of the best 3-and-D guys ever, and if not the best 3-and-D guy ever. And then you have Andre Iguodala, who's a little older now, but he's still above average, if not elite defender in some cases. So you got four perimeter guys that can lock up on almost anyone. It's very difficult to get through that.
Jamison, before I let you go, we'll talk about the Houston Rockets and the most important player on this team. I'm not trying to just be out there. I'm not trying to just be different, okay? Because James Harden and Chris Paul are going to get theirs. In this series, I believe Clint Capella is the most important player on this Houston Rocket team.
I'm going to disagree with you. He's really good. You know what he's about. You can give him his numbers. Whatever he's averaging, 18 and 10, whatever he's getting a night, you can give him that. The key for the Rockets is Eric Gordon. Eric Gordon's a guy that he gets a lot of open shots. He hasn't really had a great playoff thus far. He's at the moment, but he hasn't had a great playoff. He's a guy that is going to have to step up. If the Rockets have any chance to win this series, they're going to have a couple of games where he's getting over 20 points, where he's the difference maker, where he's that X-factor guy that's like, all right, you know, Chris is getting his, James is getting his, Capella's getting his, but, Eric Gordon is now, they bring him into that frame where he's getting 19 points a night over the first four games. They need a guy like that because I'm telling you right now, as we all know, the longer you go in the playoffs, the more pressure packed it is. Everyone can perform in October through April and early May, but when you're talking about going to the finals, winning a championship, this time of year, those jumpers are short. The plays are different. The pressure is different. I want to see if Eric Gordon can really, really step up because that's the guy that they pay a lot of money to for these kind of situations to take some of the edge off. I don't know if he's going to be up to the task. However, for Golden State, I think is the name that people are going to really think about is Kevon Looney. Kevon Looney has been very good for them defensively. Offensively, he is who he is. He's not a great offensive player, but defensively, he's been able to guard bigger guys. You're probably going to see him a lot matched up on Capella in this series. He's able to rebound, block shots, and contest and hold his own, and that's all they need. They don't need a guy that can get buckets from that position. They just need somebody that can defend without fouling every time down, and Looney did a pretty good job. Looney did the best job you could do on Anthony Davis someone could do. Anthony Davis is going to get his numbers, but Kevon Looney did the best he could do.
I'm fine with Looney. I can go with Looney on Golden State. Look, defensively, anytime Golden State goes into a series, and it's almost just repetitive for me to say this, Draymond Green to me is the most important guy in the series, because if Draymond Green is defending the best or one of the best players on the opposing team and he's handling multiple positions, boy, that makes it a hell of a lot easier at this stage in the game for a guy like Kevin Durant, doesn't it? I mean, that's the thing. That's an aspect that I think is overlooked as well once we get into the postseason. When you have a guy like Kevin Durant who's not having to exert that much energy on both sides of the floor when it becomes a grind, Draymond Green is that guy.
Here's the thing. I value Draymond like a star player, so I don't like to bring him up in these kind of discussions. But to me, it's already a given.
Right, it's repetitive. Right.
From him, you know what he's about. He averaged a triple double, I believe, over the playoffs, or at least yeah. He averaged a triple double.
Right,
which is very impressive for a guy that doesn't get a whole lot of acclaim for what he brings to the table. He's a very talented player, very underlooked player. He does his job without trying to be somebody he's not. You got to appreciate that. But no, Draymond's key for the Warriors. Draymond's probably their most important player because without him, the whole thing changes. Their defense isn't as good. Their offense doesn't flow. He's the only guy that I've seen in a while that can get a triple-double in a game and also be a legit candidate for Defensive Player of the Year. Very few guys can average a triple-double for a playoff series and win Defensive Player of the Year. That doesn't happen every day, especially for a guy that's undersized for what he does.
Jamison Welsh, BelieveTheHypeNBA.com. Jamison, we've ran out of time on this edition of the show. I appreciate you coming on. Next week, we'll definitely have a pretty clear picture, I think, by this time next week, of what the NBA championship forecast is going to look like. Hopefully, we can catch up with you there again. I appreciate the time today.
Oh, not a problem. Thanks for having me, as always.
Out of time on this edition of the show, Travis. Jamison says Golden State will handle the Houston in five or less. I say it's five games. Your take?
Golden State in five. There's no way the Rockets beat the Warriors.
I don't think so either. We have plenty of time to talk about this series. Always fun to catch up with you. We'll be back again tomorrow. We have a lot of high school baseball. Coach Jeff Cincinnatus will join us over the phone tomorrow on the show. Of course, the Dinos will be participating in state championship action, so we're going to catch up with him live on location. That'll be on tomorrow's show. He's Travis Anderson. I'm Jordan Buscarini. Be safe. We're out.